Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to allocate your time in the beginning so you can turn real estate deals without disrupting your whole life. You know, discipline and scheduling are part of any successful endeavor. You know, Jill, I think this has the making of a very useful show, unlike most of our shows. I think we're probably going to give some relatively good advice, and I bet, as always, we probably have a differing view on this topic.
True. I say discipline, scheduling, organization.
Organization.
That's a big one. True. But you can do it. This is a great topic. I'm excited about this
show.
Me
too. So, you know, as always, we never advocate dropping everything in your regular life, becoming a member here at Land Academy and just, you know,
yeah,
disrupting your whole situation. Just, you got to take it step by step. Like,
totally.
I think you can start a very effective program 8 hours a week in the beginning, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would take Sunday personally and just do it.
Absolutely.
I did do it that way.
I was just going to say, so did I. That was my first note. I'm like, I did it. You know, for as long as I could. I know you did it too. For me, it was funny is remember what my office used to look like?
Yes.
I had two desks pretty much back to back so I could just swivel my chair around.
Yeah.
And that's how I would mentally do, because I was working from home at that time from one job while building up what we were working on here at the site. You know, building up some stuff for land stay and my own personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would flip my chair around and work on, you know, the other project. It was really funny.
I never thought of it that way. You were kind of a student when you started.
I kind of was.
Or a member, I should say.
I kind of was. Because I came on, you taught me.
I know. Steven. I was thinking more of you like just a facilitator, like, because you, most of what you did was on the sell side, because we had a ton of property and inventory. So you just jumped in and started selling it, posting it and selling it and dealing with the customers and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And then I learned the acquisition.
Did you do it every day? Or
yes.
was it like just on the weekend and you managed it?
Way, way back when it was just on the weekends. Well, I would post during the week, you know, have stuff when I could during the week, have it all scheduled ready to go. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And then the auctions would close on Sunday. And then I would either send out an invoice, a payment invoice, Sunday night or Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the deeds during the week whenever the payments came in. So, yep.
There's a ton of tools in the program, the $10,000 a month for life cash flow from land program on the website, where we talk about time management. So you want to get your ducks in a row in the first place.
Oh, yes.
And we talk a lot about that in the first three chapters, really the second and third chapter.
Yes.
You know, set up a call service. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is incredibly inexpensive. Get a website, set up a call service, leverage your time so that somebody is answering the phone and they forward the calls to you. So no matter where you are, what you're doing, you're getting it. And then there's all kinds of stuff you can do. I'm trying to give some hints here. There's all kinds of stuff you can do that, you know, even today we don't do deeds 7 days a week.
Mm-mm.
We simply tell people, oh, great, thanks for buying the property. And Wednesday and Thursday is our deed day and, expect to receive a deed here.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, we don't do deeds every day.
You'd be running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
You could never get anything else done if you were constantly, you know, I think a lot of people use their email inbox is their to-do list.
Right.
That's the fastest way to fail, in my opinion.
Right. You have to really learn to manage your time. You are 100% correct.
So there's tons of resources in the program about that. And I think that I can tell in Success Plant that there are many, many people who are taking it seriously.
I have a really important thing to say, though. We really do help outline with the things that you need to have, or at least thought about, have a game plan for. We don't advocate wait until your desk is all pretty and you've got your business cards here and you've ordered your tape and you have your stationery. You know what I mean? Do you hear where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Some people, though.
My stuff's all taped together.
That's what I'm saying. That's the right way. Some people, though, go a step too far. And so we want to be sure that everybody, you know, knows there's some important things that you need to address and be ready for and handle ahead of time. And you're really good at saying that in our program. Hey, do this now, because trust me, in 3 months, you're not going to have time to think about it. And that's so true. But don't go overboard and have it, because some people do that and then they never start. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like your analysis paralysis kind of thing.
Yeah.
Some people can go a little too far getting everything good. So I want to make sure everybody recognizes there's a healthy balance. Okay, I'm ready to start answering the You don't have to have the right cell phone and the right whatever and the perfect thing, but you do want to have a good idea. Don't change your phone number. Have a few things kind of figured out. The rest will come.
What I say in the program is, and this is a great point that you bring up, get your ducks in a row within reason in the beginning, long before you send out your first mailer. And some of those, when I say ducks in a row, I mean things like this. Get your website up. All right. It doesn't take long. It's very inexpensive. You can hire somebody to do it or figure it out yourself. It's not hard. And get a call service established. If you go to the resources section on Land Academy page, and we talk about it directly in the program, get that stuff set up, because once you send that mailer out, you are going to be shocked if you do it properly. Like I instruct in chapter 5. You are going to be inundated with phone calls and opportunities, and that's going to start to consume your life. So you have to really know when to say when and pick and choose the right. And all this stuff is covered in the program.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to stay organized, because it can, if you try to do all that stuff after you're getting calls and you're doing deals, it's hard.
Well, and it makes it, there's a reason to do it in that order too. Like one of the things that we talk about often on our weekly ambition call is the value of having a website and credibility, and then, you know, having your Facebook page and all that stuff, all the things that we don't necessarily think about as necessary, but that is important because it leads credibility to you and your business.
Yeah.
People need to be able to see you and know you're real and see your business website and all that stuff. It is an afterthought. I mean, it could hinder your numbers. I don't know what to say, statistics or sales or whatever it is, but it could hinder it. I know that people go and check us out, not even Land Academy stuff. I'm just talking our side wholesale business, Landstay. I know that people go and look up, you know, and see who we are, what are we doing? Are we really buying? Are we really selling? What's going on here before they even pick up the phone to call?
Yeah, I think you have to establish some kind of internet credibility. Because the first thing that somebody's going to do when they're selling you your property is they're going to check you out on the internet. They're going to type your name in. They're going to type the name of the company if you're taking that route. And you have to have some credibility. So get it all established before you send your first mailer out. It's just another short little step towards success.
Exactly. So to say back to the building the empire in the weekend, what's great about our whole business model is You can just have this be your second income. If you're in love, maybe you're a pharmacist, I don't know, and you love it and you're doing great, but gosh, you know, it'd be fun to have I have free time, or I kind of want to build up my real estate empire, you know, my portfolio, whatever. You can keep this as your second income, build up your properties and just have payments coming in and just sit back and relax.
Right.
So I was thinking that's the nice thing about building this empire on the weekend. You can make it work whatever you want it to be. It could be just be our vacation fund money and gosh, having payments come in and all this money goes into a side account. So when the kids go to college someday, that's a no brainer. It's already there. Or you can take it to the level that we have and make it your thing.
You know, we have a handful of members who are uninterested in acquisitions, and they're pretty vocal about it. I only, you know, and they don't say this directly, but this is what they mean. I don't, I only watched the last half. I'm only studying the last half of your business model. Right. So the last person that said it to me, it got me thinking. They said, look, I'm not going to send a mailer out. I'm going to find some super cheap property that's already listed, and I'm going to pay cash for it, and then I'm going to sell it on terms. I'm going to increase the price by 10 and sell it on terms. And they're very successful at that. In fact, that is actually the housing model.
Yep.
You know, you go find a house, you buy it, and then you rent it. Mm-hmm. So there's no acquisition talent in that. You just flip through the internet, find the best house. And so, you know, if you want to cut to the chase and get some cash flow going, you can do that. Mm-hmm. We have members who do that all the time. In fact, they buy property from Landstay.com, which is our land company, how we got into this mess. And, that's probably why our inventory at Land Academy is we've got like 25 properties left.
That's hilarious.
Out of 16,000, there's probably 25 left. So I'm not advocating go to Landstay and buy property at all. I'm just saying there's a lot of different ways that you can build an empire on the weekend.
Right.
If you're interested in cash flow quickly, buy some property and take our advice and our contracts and all the stuff that's in there and
just
get some cash flow going.
Exactly.
Buyers love terms property. They love to pay $100 a month forever.
They do.
And own property. It
solves
like 19 problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bank.
I can move on it right now.
Yeah.
You know.
I can start vacationing on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have tons and tons and tons of customers who do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they thank us every single month.
They do. Yep. It's great.
The other way you could, build an empire on the weekend, and this is my personal favorite way. This is how I got all hooked into this, is send a mailer out, get some super cheap property or find some tax sales, buy some super cheap property and wholesale it out to a handful of people that you accumulate relatively quickly, a handful of buyers, wholesale buyers, who then go sell it on terms like I just described.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out of it. So you buy a couple of pieces of property for $500,000, double, triple your money. You put $5,000 in the bank and you're moving on to the next one.
Exactly. Get in, get out.
It's that easy.
It's very true. Which is our Landstay business model, which I love as a wholesaler. I'm not trying to maximize revenue. I know what I want to make off of it. And then the next guy's going to make even more. Great. Everybody wins.
Which handholding do you think is appropriate? The people that are involved in Land Academy, they're adults.
It's true.
Do you think they have do you think that they are relatively organized when they get to us, or do they look, because you're more on the front lines?
Oh,
than
I do. I do. The questions that I get and see are really well thought out and good. And sometimes I don't get a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
The questions that get to me are very technical, which I really appreciate.
Right. Some of the ones are really, really out there, and I love it because they've got so much knowledge from our program that they're tackling deals. That's what I think is funny. They are confident and working on tackling some deals that might be a little confusing. I'm talking about the straightforward, just a buyer, just a seller, everybody's alive. It's really, really easy. Sometimes they're coming to me because they're already feeling really comfortable and confident. Like, I've done so well, Jill. I think I got this. There's a trust involved and this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, hold on, everybody. Let's make sure we're doing it right, kind of thing. And then I have to remind them, if it's going to take you X amount of hours to do this one and you could have spent X amount of hours to do 12 over here, is that the best use of your time? So, but it's funny. Those are the only kind of questions I get, and they're always good ones.
Right. So when you send a mailer out, let me try to paraphrase that. When you send a mailer out, you get lots of calls back and lots of interested people who are ready to sell their unwanted property.
Right.
A lot of times, a certain percentage of the time, they're calling you because maybe a partner who owned the property has passed away, or there's a hitch in the title part of it, not title, but the deed conveyance part.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill gets a lot of questions like that. We advocate right in the beginning, making it super simple. So if you're staring at 10 deals,
mm-hmm.
and some have some hitch like that, like a deceased partner, move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Deceased partner deals all the time, and we solve a lot of problems and buy some cheap property that way. There's no secret about it. But even today, mm-hmm. we pass on deals where it's just like, man,
it's just too
I
much.
Don't want to chase six partners all over the country to get a signature, even though they've all said yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just too time consuming and silly.
Well, and that's it. It's not worth my time is money. The time I would spend on that, I can do six more deals and make even more money. So why do that?
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
All right. What's your top three suggestions or top two suggestions about how to literally build an empire in the weekend, utilize your time incredibly well? If someone's brand new at this, what are the two or three things you would really say? Even if it's like the biggest secret ever.
Be available. Okay, how about this? I would say starting out, be available as much as you can to answer the phone when motivated sellers are calling you, number one. And if you can't, I get that. Have a good voicemail and call them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is your getting up and rolling. So you want to get all the calls that you can, and then you can sit and stare at them, you know, on Sunday morning and decide which ones you're going to act on, you know, whatever it is. My second advice would be upfront with them, like, hey, and this I learned from you, Stephen, is really good. Find out how quick are you needing to do this, you know, kind of thing. And are you hurting for cash kind of thing? And that might help you prioritize and know where they're coming from. And then say, hey, here's the deal. I'm going to be able to look at this in 2 weeks. It might take me 2 weeks. Let them know, you know, kind of thing.
So just tell the truth.
Right. Yeah. And it's okay to say, you know, in the beginning for me personally, I had to say, I'm out of money. I'm like buying up stuff. Seriously. It's hilarious. I have money tied up in all these properties. You know what I mean? I try to keep my healthy acquisition budget. But when I was first learning, you know, I'm buying everything, you know, and getting it rolling. It's just kind of funny. It's okay to say that. I had so many properties on my plate. That's usually what I say now, which is true. Is I have to tell people, I have so many acquisitions that I need to review. It's going to take me some time to get to yours. And I apologize. It's not that I don't want it. It's just, I have so many.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is what ends up always happening. Even 15 years later, you're staring at an acquisition list and you're getting a bunch of deals done. There's probably, God knows how many there are. There's probably 30, maybe 30 or 40. There could be 300, but we're learning to say no. As we go. And then someone calls and says, this is exactly what happened to us last week. I have three 40-acre properties. I just want to get rid of them very quickly. And I know that from a cash standpoint, we're going to make maybe $30,000 or $40,000 probably overnight.
Right.
So what happens? We put the brakes on all the stuff that's in place. We drop everything. I don't do this, but you guys do over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you make that deal happen.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff can get pushed on the back burner for a special deal that comes in immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not advocating that should happen, but even in the beginning, man, $20,000 or $30,000 acquisition capital, that's awesome.
You know, it seems like every month, sometimes more than every month, we have those deals where I'm like, this is too good to be true. You know, those run to the bank deals. And it's funny for me in the beginning, I was going, wow, okay, that's never going to happen again. Oh my gosh, it just happened again. Oh, and it happened again. And like, you know.
That's the intended consequence and the result of having a lot of mail out there.
Right. And the right ones to the right people. That's it. So I'm trying to think what my third thing is kind of piggyback on yours, which is, and you're, I'll be honest, you're way better at this than I am, but get a good system.
Yeah.
And
that's my number one.
Stick to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Put a system in place and then follow it. You know, put line items in a calendar. So there's lots of little tasks that to be successful at this. And then most of them are, and it's all very systematic. Once they're done, once mm-hmm. you establish your phone number, once you get a website up, you don't really review it anymore. So it's just a task that's got to be done. So, you know, I've threatened recently to put everything in a calendar, like literally say on day three, do this. On day four, do this. On mm-hmm. day seven, do this. Remember we keep talking about that? And I will get one done.
I know it's a tough one because you need to do six different calendars because everybody's working different paces. We need, you do need to do this because I think this would be awesome. A calendar if you have 4 hours a week, a calendar if you have 8 hours a week, a calendar if you have 20 hours a week, you know, whatever you're going to contribute. I know everyone would love that, Stephen. That's a great idea.
I will. I started doing it. I actually just separated it into two calendars. If you're going to do it full time, 40 hours a week.
Okay.
Or if you're going to do it on the weekend.
Perfect.
You know,
and then people can adjust.
Right. So you can expect if you do all this stuff in 6 months to have X amount of deals that you're either either completed or in the works or the whole thing. And I am going to do that because we're releasing this new membership program in next month. Mm-hmm. I'll include it in that because it's almost done.
Brilliant.
It's really just common sense. You know, some people are real organized and some people aren't. We have a member who's very successful. She has two tiny little kids, like 2 and 4 years old. Her husband works full time. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she's just killing it.
Totally.
You know, and she works around her little kid's schedule, and I just think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. You know, it's just like we sit here and talk about the stuff that we used to do.
Isn't that funny? Like we used
exactly.
To do
it. I did all of these things. I started this. I bought one. I sold one on the weekend.
Right.
And then I didn't even think about quitting my job until this became, you know, I was got organized and it's like, oh my gosh, I need another phone number. Oh my gosh, I better, probably should put up a website.
Right.
You know, can you imagine if you had this program?
No, how much time it would have saved?
It saved a decade.
Oh my God. The learning curve would be removed. Oh my goodness. It'd be so great. You know what I thought of something too? I didn't mention it on the show was we have a number of partners that are doing it, like father son members, husband wife. And that's kind of nice when you can kind of share some of the responsibilities. Exactly. There's things that I'm better at. There's things that you're better at. You know, things that I like to do and vice versa. So that's a great way too, as you're building your empire. If you have someone like that, especially with the different talents that you each can bring to the table, that's very beneficial.
Or your kids.
Yeah.
If you have little kids, they'll hook you all up on the social media piece of it. You know, they'll laugh at you the whole time. I know that from personal experience, but.
Build up mommy's Twitter account. Thank you. Could you imagine? That's hilarious.
I'm a huge fan of working your kids hard.
That's really funny. See these invites? Click all these. There we go. I don't care what they look like. Click them all, honey. There we go.
Oh my God. You were speaking from direct experience.
Not that I've ever done that or seen anybody do that. I don't know. So that's really funny.
One of these kids is a better writer than both of us combined. They could just write all our stuff.
Right?
Ghostwrite it. Put our name on it.
Shucks. We got to get her to that point where we can just like sit back and say, hey, do the work. Here's what your next program should be about. See ya. Just kidding.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.